The Flying Trunk by Hans Christian Andersen. Read by Katie Haig. There was once a merchant who was so rich that he could pave the whole street with gold and almost have enough left over for a little lane. But he did not do that. He knew how to employ his money differently. When he spent a shilling, he got back a crown. Such a clever merchant was he, and this continued till he died. His son now got all this money, and he lived merrily, going to the masquerade every evening, making kites out of dollar notes, and playing at ducks and drakes on the seacoast with gold pieces instead of pebbles. In this way, the money might soon be spent, and indeed it was so. At last he had no more than 4 shillings left, and no clothes to wear, but a pair of slippers and an old dressing gown. Now his friends did not trouble themselves any more about him, as they could not walk with him in the street. But one of them, who was good-natured, sent him an old trunk, with the remark, "Pack up." Yes, that was all very well, but he had nothing to pack. Therefore he seated himself in the trunk. That was a wonderful trunk. So soon as anyone pressed the lock, the trunk could fly. He pressed it, and whirr, away flew the trunk with him through the chimney.